Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Do you think that you'd be where you're at now if you didn't have that opportunity with Spielberg then?
It definitely was the catalyst to get me into the studio world. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that I wouldn't be making movies. Maybe it wouldn't be movies. Maybe it would be TV shows. Maybe it would be wedding videos. Maybe it would be whatever. But since I was in third grade, I've always made movies on my own.
Yeah.
And that, I know for a fact, whether getting paid for it or not, I would always do that. And I will always do that in the future.
Yeah.
My movies may all bomb and I may never get another movie in Hollywood ever again. But I know I'll still be making stuff.
Right.
That's just in my nature. And that's just what I'm
doing. And what I think I read online that you grew up in... San Francisco area, right?
Yeah, Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. Mm-hmm. And your parents would give you the camera to like film going on vacation or whatever, but you decided to like make movies instead of filming like the moments that you're supposed to film, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when you give a kid a camera, what are you supposed to do? I'm just bored on these vacations. Right. They were so great. They came from China. Mm-hmm. My mom came from Taiwan into the Bay Area. They didn't know a word of English.
Wow.
And they wanted to give everything to the kids. So... they met in the Bay Area, but they started a little restaurant. It's been there for 46 years now.
It's like a famous restaurant now, right?
Yeah, it's been there for so long.
What's it called?
It's called Chef Chew's. It's in Los Altos, which is next to Stanford. So at the center of the Silicon Valley before it was called the Silicon Valley. And they grew with the neighborhood. And we got the benefit of growing with that neighborhood as well.
Wow.
Being in that environment where... the engineer was celebrated. Nobody was rich and famous. It was just about like, what are you making and how is that changing the world, mm-hmm. or how is that affecting how we live?
Yeah.
And they were crazy ideas from people riding around in electric cars in the 90s to people bringing in software. You could see them working at lunch, right? At their desk, and you know, they would find out, oh, Chef Chu's son likes to make these home videos. You know, we have this computer that we're working on now that can do like dissolves and interesting things with video. And so they would bring in their beta computers, and Adobe would bring in their software, all like testing mode, all beta mode, with no manuals, and they would give it to my dad to give to me.
And you'd be like editing videos on there.
Literally, I would just have to sit there and be like, how do I do this and figure it out? So I was ahead by a lot in those times, and that was, you know, you're sort of grown by your community. That was definitely something that was very rare and weird. And looking back, I just was very lucky to be in that environment at the time. My parents were always giving to the kids. I'm the youngest of five kids. They never let us work at the restaurant. They didn't want us to get used to fast cash. They were like, do everything we couldn't do first. Like, go after the things that you won't be able to do later one day, possibly. Just, like, explore. And so they put us in music classes, dance classes. I did animation school. I did theater.
Wow.
We did sports camps. We traveled. So every year we would travel as well. And that's sort of where I got the video camera at first.
Amazing.
And then would make little mini movies with my brothers and sisters who didn't really want to be in movies.
You're like, we're doing this.
Yeah. And I had a lot of toys. So I am convinced that my toy collection, I get passed down all the toys from my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And I would figure out ways to convince my parents to get me that extra special toy. And I'd have week-long adventures in my backyard.
Wow.
And I'm convinced that that's where I actually learned filmmaking and storytelling.
Amazing. What is it about film that you love the most? Is it the idea creation of, I've got this idea for a great story? Is it the actual filming? Is it working with the cast and the crew? Is it the post-production? Is it when it's finally out there and you get the reaction of the 13-year-old girls who are watching Justin Bieber movies screaming, crying
That's
next
fun.
To you in the movie
really
theater? Yeah. You're like, how did I create something where people are crying their eyes out, you know?
Yes.
Before you answer that, I watched the Never Say Never movie like three or four times, and every time I cried, man.
Nice.
During the grandparents section, I was like, this is unbelievable what this kid has gone through.
You should have seen me behind the camera. I was also crying.
He's like shaking, like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily I wasn't holding the camera. But no, those moments are really genuine in that. And I genuinely grew to love the kid because I did not, I can't call him the kid anymore.
Right.
The man, yeah. Justin Bieber, because I didn't know that too much going into that movie.
Wow.
But I wanted to make the movie about someone who didn't know anything about him and learning step by step who this person is. You see this person on YouTube and they come across as, oh, there's just a pop star. But then when you actually go back, you see he's a boy that has extreme talent, and you recognize that boy as someone that either you know or that you were, and you follow him on his journey. And I think that was the inspirational part for me. It's a fairy tale,
yeah,
in a way, and it's actually happening in real time.
It was unbelievable. I mean, the storytelling, I mean, I guess you weren't really telling the story. You were just sharing the story of it. Was just incredible. I mean, the way you put that movie must have hit some big records too, right? Did it sell extremely well?
Yeah, it did. It did super well. Made $100 million worldwide.
Insane.
And for something that was supposed to be just a concert movie, you know, we were like, well, let's make a real documentary about this kid's life. Let's make a biography, but the music not just be concert songs, but actually be a musical documentary. So when words aren't enough, the music helps tell that story. We recontextualize his music that sounds like, oh, that's just about first love.
No.
It's actually about him, you know, falling in love with the business at that time when he came into LA, or that's about the deal that he made with whatever. So that was really fun to flip his music and say, how would you use that in a musical about his life?
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcast right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.